8 years, it wasn't working. But I decided to tell him how I had been searching through my life for that missing link, and had come up with only one thing I had never told him, that I drank. He began asking me questions. He asked about quantities, frequency, what I drank. Before he was even halfway through, I broke down and began sobbing. I cried, "Do you think I have a problem with drinking?" He replied, "I think that is quite obvious." I then asked, "Do you think I'm an alcoholic?" And he answered, "You are going to have to find out for yourself." He pulled a list of Alcoholics Anonymous meetings out of his desk drawer. He had already highlighted the young people's meetings. He told me to go home and not drink at all for the rest of the day. He would call me at 9 p.m. and wanted to hear that I hadn't taken a drink. It was rough, but I went home and locked myself in my room, sweating it out until he called. He asked if I had had a drink. I told him I had not and asked what I should do next. He told me to do the same thing tomorrow, except tomorrow I should also go to the first meeting on the list he had highlighted. The next day, I went to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I was 18 years old. In the parking lot, I sat in my car for about 15 minutes before the meeting started, trying to work up the courage to go in and face myself. I remember finally working up the nerve to open the door and get out, only to close the door, dismissing the notion of going into the meeting as ridiculous. This dance of indecisiveness went on about 50 times before I went.